Chris Herron joins us right now. Thrilled to have former NBA player, someone whose career a lot of us followed and knew his name. And Chris, welcome to WGN. We're looking forward to your talk at the College of DuPage tomorrow. Thanks for hopping on the line with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I apologize. I did not know the rest of the story, I guess, as we say, Chris. And it's not a great one after your college basketball career. Obviously, it's ended, or it continues now to be much better. But you really battled some severe drug issues, didn't you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I was sick for, over a decade. Addiction was in the early stages in late high school, early college, and progressed as time went on. And, by the time I was done playing professional basketball at 27, 28 years old, I was a heroin addict. I was overdosing and taking a chance at dying, sadly, every day with a beautiful family behind me.
Chris, how did it start? Was it pain and pain medication? Was it just like a lot of kids started? It was their kid, their friends, a little peer pressure here, and it just started snowballing?
Well, I would think that, I don't know, in high school, I identified really quick that painkillers made me feel good. I was one of the unlucky ones. Someone like my wife, she takes something after surgery. She gets violently sick. She doesn't want the feeling. I was someone who identified early that I liked that feeling. So through a couple of surgeries, knee surgeries in high school, as well as having prescription medication around in friends' houses and parents' medicine cabinets, I explored that somewhat, a little bit in high school. I was introduced to OxyContin in 1999, and I didn't even know what OxyContin was. I just thought it was like another Vicodin or another Percocet, but it turns out it was much more powerful. And, that introduction in between my year with the Celtics and the Nuggets put me on a path of opiates and heroin for the next 8 years.
I appreciate you opening up about it. I'm sorry to ask such a specific detail of the beginning of it, but I think, Chris, and this is, I imagine, the story that you also want to bring to people, is that I think in our head we have an idea of what drug addiction looks like who that person looks like, where they came from, their outlook on life, and in many cases, yours is a prime example, it doesn't often look, feel, or seem like it should.
Oh, gosh, no. And hopefully I've been doing this for 15 years, and I believe we've made a ton of progress when it comes to addiction and the stigma and what people perceive to be someone who's suffering from addiction. It comes in all forms, all sizes, all area codes, all zip codes. It's everywhere. And, I have a wellness center in Massachusetts, and, I have 40 people living in that treatment center right now from all over the country, ranging from 15 to 72 years old. And primarily, mostly professionals with families.
Do you have, when you look back, let me first ask, did your addictions while playing college and professional basketball, is that what ended your career, do you think?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. It's really hard, right? Being this kid who grew up in Massachusetts and, it'd be like a kid growing up in the suburbs of Chicago, becoming a Chicago Bull. It's everybody's dream. It's what I dreamt of. And then when I finally got there and the dream came true, I was suffering tremendously. I have a tough time looking at pictures of myself in a Celtics uniform. I have a tough time looking at that period of my life. And people who suffer from addiction will identify with that. I have three beautiful children, 25, 23, and 21. And any picture from my oldest, 10 and younger, is devastating to me because that was a time in my life that I could see my addiction in his eyes. Not only did I suffer, but we all suffered.
So when you look back and you see yourself in a Celtics uniform, you don't say, wow, how cool it is that I got to do that.
Oh, gosh, no, gosh, no. The only thing I look back at a Celtics uniform is that I'm very grateful that I worked really hard in my driveway for 15 years to become a professional because, it gave me access and a platform to do what I do today.
Yeah. I was going to ask, right? Is it, I mean, not that you would ever, of course you would change so many things, I'm sure, if you got to do it back again, but you've spoken to over 2 million people about this, undoubtedly changing other people's lives. I don't know if you believe in fate or the purpose or the winding path of life, but you're certainly at least making the best of the worst.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No, I love what I do today, and I wouldn't change it. You know, the only thing I would change, and I say this gently, you know, I wish I could change what my kids went through, you know. That being said, as 25 and 23 adults, you know, I think it's shaped them and molded their life to who they are today. But as a father, you know, it hurts me to know that they look back at that time of their life and with pain and with sorrow.
Well, I hope you can forgive yourself. I think that's a big part of this whole process, totally. I imagine.
Yeah.
We only got about a minute or two left, Chris. I just am fascinated by your story. I'm so glad you're doing the speech at the College of DuPage tomorrow night at 7 at the Arts Center there, which, by the way, it's a free event. You can also watch it over Zoom. GPSParentSeries.org is where you can hear you speak, Chris. Right now, there's a lot of people listening that their kids, their grandkids are going through something similar, or maybe themselves, their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's not a one-size-fits-all to how to get to the other side. But what would you say to someone right now who is battling this?
You know, there was a time in my life that I didn't think the battle was worth it. I didn't think that things could get much better, that I had fallen so far that there was not a comeback left in me and there was nothing to really come back to. And I was so far from that. You know, recovery has given me everything in my life. It's made me better at every facet of my life. You know, it's a beautiful way to live, and it's something that I'm extremely proud of. You know, it's not perfect, but it's something that, you know, I cherish. You know, for the last 16 years, you know, I've been the same father to my children, and it's given me a new look at life.
Well, luckily, we are entering an era where obviously stigma still exists. We're getting better at chatting about it. We've talked about Narcan, sure. Vending machines, Narcan in every home. Just to end that stigma about what addiction looks like, feels like, et cetera. Chris, I'm sure it'll be an interesting chat. I'm glad you're doing it, and I appreciate your time, okay?
Of course, yeah. Take care. Thank you.
That's Chris Herron. A former NBA player. Prevention Starts With All, the Chris Herron story. That's tomorrow night at the College of DuPage at the Arts Center. Again, it's free. You can go to GPSParentSeries.org.